Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Annabelle Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I am so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you are unfamiliar with Talk About It podcast, it is a post-grad centered podcast that hosts every single Wednesday, and I am so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. We are back, you guys. We are back to our solo episodes. What did you guys think of the series? What did you guys think of my amazing, wonderful guests, both Bailey and Lindsay? I had so much fun shooting with them. They are such wise people, so light, so amazing, and just so educated on what they love to do and the topics that they talk about. And so for me, it was a blast having them on. But what did you guys think? Did you like the series that I put together? I have been kind of brainstorming the possibility of doing more and more and more, but I am curious about what you guys think and if that is something that you enjoy or if it's just kind of mediocre, if it makes a difference or if it doesn't, if it's nice to follow along or if it doesn't. I want to hear what you guys have to say. So before I get into anything, yeah, let me know. Let me know in the comments. Let me know in my DMs. Let me know personally, like, what did you guys think of this series and if I should continue doing more? Because I think that they're fun. I mean, I have a lot of possible ideas that I would love to throw at you guys and I would love to continue talking about at a amazing pace, but of course I want to know what you guys think, so let me know. You guys, I've missed you so much. This is so great to be back. It's so awesome to be talking to you guys, and I think that I loved my first experience having guests on this podcast. It was stressful in a lot of ways, I'm not going to lie, because there was a lot of things behind the scenes that I had to figure out that I wasn't prepared to think about, and just a lot of things that I had to figure out last minute. And so that was just like a lot of extra stress, but I'm glad everything worked out and I knew it would. It's just, you know, when you're preparing something for the first time and this setup and these technological issues are brand new to you, you don't really know what to do. So that was kind of a crazy situation for me to just throw myself into, but I'm very thankful that I did it, and I think that there was so much fruitfulness that came out of it, and I can't wait to do more and more and more in the future, and I think you guys also enjoy it and benefit from it as well, because my voice, it can get annoying. Like, I do know that, and so hearing someone else sometimes is very nice, you know? I totally get it. You're like, Annabelle, shut up. We want to hear other people talk for once, but no, it's so amazing having educated people talk about certain topics that I can only put a little bit of personal experience into, and I'm not, you know, educated on to the extent that they are. And I just truly feel like those two did such an amazing job speaking from their hearts and speaking from their experiences and speaking to what they've learned in their time. And so if you have not given love to those episodes or those people, please do. Bailey Rossini and Lindsay Soderbergh, I am so grateful that you were able to come on and experience that with me. It truly has just like flourished my endless desire and possibilities for these podcast episodes. And so, yeah, just share love with them and share love to those episodes as well, please. But you guys, it's been so real. I recorded my episode with Lindsay like a week prior to it coming out. And so last week I didn't do any podcasting besides editing and uploading that video. But last weekend, I was actually in Nashville with my bestie gal. If you haven't seen those pictures, I've posted a lot on my Instagram, AB Wiskus. But I had so much fun, you guys. I've never been to Tennessee, never been to Nashville. And we stayed on Music Row and then kind of like trotted around East Nashville and other places. We went horseback riding 30 minutes outside of the cities. I made an itinerary. So anyone wanting to do exactly what we did, let me know. I'll send you the list because we ate good, we listened to good music, and we just had a time, you guys. And the most amazing thing about my best friend and I is that we don't need to rage to have a good time. I mean, majority of my friends and I, this is what I love about my friends, is we don't need to rage to have a good time. And so it was a very content trip. I felt like I left feeling very, very charged and energized and just ready for the week versus hungover and like exhausted from socializing. Her and I have like a really great mix. And so, Yeah, I am very thankful for the opportunity to go with her. She is just such a fun travel buddy, and we've gone to so many places together. So I love you, Sophia, if you are listening. But yeah, I got back from Nashville, and this week has been kind of crazy, but it's been nice. It's been nice getting back into your routine, working out again, eating the way that you're supposed to. And I love traveling, I do, but I get so eager to get back home, and I don't know if anyone else is like that. Or anyone listening is like that because, yeah, like I love going new places. I love trying new things, but there is nothing that beats sleeping in your own bed, having all your clothes, eating the food that you like, saving money. Like it just gets to be a lot when you stay in certain places for a while, but I try to soak up the time that I am in another area because I'm like, when am I gonna be on another trip? So, anyway. Bottom line, amazing, wonderful, fantastic trip, but glad to be home, glad to be in the swing of things. And you know me and my routines. You know me and my routines. I am thankful to be back in my routine, okay? But you guys, today I am doing a QA episode. My first ever QA episode. I am stoked. I'm stoked. You guys had such amazing questions for me. And so I want to just like dive right into it and let's talk about everything that you guys want to talk about, okay? And again, I want to preface that there are some questions in here. I'm going to try to get to as many of them as I can, but there are some questions in here. You know, I only know what I know, and you know that this podcast is strictly just me figuring it out as well. And so, as much as I give my advice or my experience on some of these topics and these questions, they're not, you know, always going to be the right thing, right? It's all about what you need to do. And you can take my advice and what I've done with a grain of salt and how I feel and my experience with a grain of salt. But truthfully, like all these questions that you guys have asked and all these topics, it is just figuring out what works for you. And so I just wanted to add a little preface into that of being like, let this be something that can inspire you and maybe try something new if you haven't tried this way or a nice reminder. But also know that, like, I also need a lot of new reminders, and you know, it is something that I've been figuring out, but we just got to learn together, and that's the beauty of this. So let us dig into the episode, you guys. Let us talk about your guys' questions. Let us do our first ever QA. Let's dive into it, friends. Okay, so I have a wide range of questions here. My first question: tips on getting started on social media in a world full of wannabe influencers. So real, so real. I fluctuate with my social influencer experience. I am not an influencer yet, but I enjoy posting. I enjoy posting and I like curating videos and being creative and trying trends. And I think my main thing that I enjoy is posting my outfits. And I do enjoy like a day in the life vlog, but I honestly forget halfway through the day a lot of the times. And so I feel like those can get kind of like frustrating for me because I'll start the day really well. And then if I don't finish what I do in a day, I'm like, hey, what a waste of a video. But you know, I can still use those clips for other things, but it's just it's less consistent for me than posting my outfits and posting biblical stuff that I've been inspired by and spoken to, or little things here and there. I think when it comes to creating your own platform and creating your own image, one thing that I've really taken into account and something that's inspired me is truthfully to not dig into the pressure of having to post content that doesn't inspire you to post to post. Don't fall into that factor because at the end of the day, you're gonna burn out. At the end of the day, you're gonna post things that doesn't really inspire you. And even though there is a thing of like the algorithm liking when you post consistently, maybe if that's what you think you need to do, which it's not, but if that's what you think you need to do, maybe plan out what you're gonna post so that way, when you do post, it's things that you're proud of and not just like things because you have to post something throughout the day. And I think authenticity is a really big part of that too. Like, if you are posting what everyone else posts, that's fine. That could be one thing that you're posting within the day, but create your brand based off of who you are, not what everyone else is doing, because at the end of the day, everyone sees the same videos so many times. And even though it can be hard to create new things, create even just your platform around a certain thing. Like, if my thing is my outfits, like fashion and shopping, I'm not a pro, but people do like my style and I like my style. So that is kind of like what I have found that's helped me and like my personality and my energized way of dancing in my car or dancing when I'm getting ready. Like, I love doing that because that's me. Like, that's who I am. And so some sort of authenticity to who you are is always like a great thing to do. And I think as well, it can take time. Like, it does take time to grow your platform in a real way. It's very rare that you just blow up overnight. And I think be patient with the time. One thing that I listened to and that I heard that has stuck with me even these past couple weeks is, you know, someone was saying the lines of, if it doesn't happen now, maybe it'll happen next week. Like, the possibility that if it's not blowing up now, maybe next week it will. You know, there's always opportunity for next week, and you never know. And sometimes just your consistency and your positivity through it can create that opportunity for you to blow up and just give you a positive mindset towards it versus sulking in the fact that it's not happening now, because you have no control over now, but you do have control over how you think in the future. So that's kind of my little spiel on that, because I think it truly is just short and sweet like that. Like, those little reminders of you are creating your brand, not someone else's brand, and to be patient and kind with yourself and to just not give up. Like, keep doing you and keep posting you, and people will like you for you if you stick to that. Amazing. Fantastic. First question done, you guys. The next question was, when was the last time you did something challenging for the first time? I like this question. I like this question a lot. I would say, I mean, in the realm of my podcasting, like 100%, this was a really big push for me. And I've said that because it's taken me so long to do it. But specifically, recently, having people on my podcast, because I had to figure out how I wanted to do it. Like, I could just have people on and just interview them, or I could make it like I'm within the conversation as well. And it's not just me asking them these factual questions and like getting all these specific details, but making it entertaining, because my brain doesn't work in factual evidence very well. At all, really. Like, it barely works in that way. And so I think that doing this was a really great way for me to also just like feel like I have one foot in the door of the episode as well. And it was a lot of just like figuring out and feeling confident and feeling like, you know, some days when my words aren't correct and I'm stumbling over my own thoughts, or I'm stressed, or I'm insecure, or I'm questioning if I'm going to be good at it. It was a great push to my personality and my strengths and bettering myself versus just assuming that everything, you know, is just going to be based off of this one person. It's my podcast, it's my brand, and these people are boosting that and I'm boosting them. And it's a way for me to challenge myself and my skills while also embracing what they have to say and creating a bond with the people that I'm bringing on as well. Because I don't want it to be, you know, I'm just bringing these people on and you guys are like, what the heck? Like, you know, who is this person? Like, you have no relationship to them. It looked awkward. Like, it looked like you just met. And that might be the case. Like, I did fully meet these women, these amazing women, the first time I talked to them, but we've had people in common, we've had similar scenarios, and like that made it warmer and easier to talk to them. So I would say that was probably my biggest leap in terms of going and challenging myself personally. When I was in Puerto Rico a couple months ago, actually, I went ziplining with my family, and I was afraid of heights for a while, and so that was like a really big push for me. But it was really fun. I just kind of stuck close to God, and I just prayed and prayed for strength in that moment, and it ended up being one of the most amazing experiences ever. So fully recommend that. But those are like two different answers to that same question. So that's kind of my take on it, because I feel like I do stay in my realm of comfort. But this podcast is a really big push for me as well. So, all right, you guys. So one of my friends asked me the value of time and peace. I have a question to counter that. Okay. What are you letting affect your peace and steal your time? That is like my counter question to that, because whenever I realize that my peace is being shaken or my comfort is just not where it should be, and I'm stressing more and I'm losing time, and you know, I'm focusing too much on something that I shouldn't be focusing on, and I should just let go, because a lot of times I'll hold on to things that bother me and that consume my brain, I often have to take a step back and ask myself, what is affecting my peace and what is stealing my time? What am I giving power to? And one thing that I have heard in a podcast series that I enjoy, which is the Ali Yost, Christ with Coffee on Ice. Yeah, there it is. Christ with Coffee on Ice. I love her podcast episodes. I recently started listening to her and she speaks so much wisdom. But one thing she said about this topic was, truthfully, her realization that she was putting all of her energy on something other than God, something other than her relationship with Christ, which is why it was stealing so much peace, which is why it was stealing so much of her time. And when she finally redirected that and had that, you know, that prayer with God and that realization of what she was focusing on, she was able to redirect what her mindset was on, and it automatically gave her peace again. Because at the end of the day, when we let something affect our peace, right, we give something power over us. And when we give something power over us, we lose our focus and our fixation on Christ and his plan for us. And a lot of the times when we do that, earthly desires become more important than our spiritual need to be closer to God. And we end up feeling like we need to make a change and we need to fix this and we need to handle this on our own, when God is truthfully there telling us, you don't need to handle it on your own. I am here to help you handle it. But our first instinct is to do it on our own because we truthfully don't think that there's anyone there, you know, to help us through it. And we need to fix this and we need to figure it out in this moment. But when we take a step back and we ask what is affecting our peace and stealing our time, and we realize the power that we're giving to something else other than Christ, we're able to take a step back, remove ourselves from that situation, and fixate ourselves back onto Christ because he is there to help us through it. And I think when it comes to my peace, that is something that really stuck with me that she had said. And I realized like how true it was, because I have no control over what is happening in front of me. I have no control if someone wants to be my friend or not. I have no control if someone likes me or not. I have no control over my day. But when I let it affect me and when I let it affect my peace and steal my time, that's when I get frustrated and that's when I get upset. Because at the end of the day, what you don't change, you choose. And if you allow this to affect you and, you know, steal your time and affect your peace, you end up losing control over your life and your center and your grounding on where you are right now. And it might take you a few days to recenter yourself. And our time is so precious. And even though this is like totally easier said than done, it comes in habits. Like it truly comes in habits. And so that's something that I have to say, just truthfully, when you're going through this, is to think about what your habits are and what you need to do to reconfigure your peace. Our peace is so precious, you guys. And I truthfully think that when you figure out what is affecting it and what is stealing your time, you're able to control it and you're able to notice it and pick it out in the normal day, right? If traffic is something that affects your peace, when you're driving in traffic, redirect your mind onto something else rather than this sucks and everyone's annoying me. You know, it's the redirection of what you know triggers you versus what you want to affect you. And so you have power in that. Even when you feel powerless, you have power in it. It's a facade that you don't have power. You have the full ability in your own brain to control what affects you and what steals your time. Another question, which I love this. A lot of people ask me this, but it's, how do you pick Bible plans on the Bible app / find good ones? Truthfully, you guys, I love the Bible app. I love my devotions. It takes me a second, but one thing that I think about is, how am I feeling? What do I need to find clarity on? And I normally like search that word in the search bar and I just kind of like go through. You can click on a plan and then sample it. And I just use the Bible app, like the straight Bible app that you get, like Bible, like Holy Bible. Like that's what I get on my phone. And I do like the daily verse off of that. There's many different platforms, but that's what I use. And I'll search like what I've been feeling or what I want to learn or what I want to understand a little bit more in the search bar. And I'll kind of choose a plan based off of that. And you can sample it. You can go in and look at like the first day, second day, and like see if that's kind of like the wording that you like or the message that you're kind of wanting to receive, because some things can like have a specific statement but then be completely different when you pick into it. So that's one thing that I do that I really, really like. But another thing that I do is I also choose plans. Like if I find one that I really like, there's ones that say like similar to, and so I'll go into that, or I'll go into the same author and I'll just see what options they have. But I think what really speaks to me is, recently I've been inspired to read my Bible in my devotion. So like with my devotions, read the chapter of James, which I just did. I just read the chapter James and I really enjoyed it. And then I was on Zephaniah, and then now I'm trying to go through the New Testament in a different way. But I think that whatever you're feeling and whatever you need to be spoken, you know, to you, search that in the bar and go through and save plans that you're going to want to touch base on maybe a different time, or that you are liking and that you might want to just like rotate through. But go through and pick a few that you like. If you need any inspo, comment down below. I can send you a bunch of plans, or I can actually like verbalize them for you. But I think that's like a really good starter position, is to just go through, see what kind of wording that you like, and save them. Go through the similar ones and just kind of play around with it. Make it like a little homework assignment to just kind of go through and see which ones that you like and you don't like, because it makes a difference. It makes a difference. A lot of them are very, very educational, but a lot of them are very spiritual and inspirational and motivational. And those are the ones that I like, but you have to figure out what suits you and what draws you in. Yeah, you guys, I love. Okay. Favorite college memory. Taking a trip down memory lane. Okay, first off, everything revolving the dance team, point blank period. I think my main one has to be winning nationals, but that's a no-brainer. I was on an amazing team, and I love this team with all of my heart. Truthfully, I feel like I bleed purple, Roll Toms for life. But that has to be one of my favorite college memories. But outside of that, quality time, 100%. Being close to your people, being near your people, being able to just be like, want to go grab this, want to do this, want to go shopping, want to take a walk. Like, so convenient, so nice. And even just the moments of, even when I was going out and having that atmosphere, dancing to our favorite songs at our favorite bar, like that kind of community. Even if you're dead sober, even if you're not, right? But that kind of community, you seek and you crave once you're post grad. And I hold on to those memories very near and dear to my heart. And I look back at photos too often, because I love my people and I love the memories that I've had with those people. And it's fun and it's sweet to look back on, even though that's not what I'm pursuing right now. But I would say those are my top two memories for sure. All right, current fave restaurant, Bar La Grassa. If you've not been to Bar La Grassa in North Loop, make a reservation. Pasta, unreal. Like, I went with my coaching friends and we had like a little Giano. Loved it. So good. So good. I crave the pasta all the time. I compare pasta to that pasta. Okay, I am so sorry. So, I just had a pretty long intermission. As I was finishing up that question, I noticed that my camera was at 2% and I charged it the entire day. So I have no idea what that was about, but immediately panicked because I didn't want to lose any of the footage that I'd already created. So I charged my camera, ate dinner, and now I'm back. So when the setting is just a little bit different, that's okay. We're gonna keep it moving and keep it grooving. I hope that's okay with you guys. Just know that an hour has passed from that previous question, but let's get back into the swing of things, okay? So the next question, which I really, really, really like this question. This is probably one of my favorite questions that was asked because I relate to it so much. But it is, how do I stop letting things that happened in my past bother me? This is so relatable. This is so relatable. The amount of times that I search for this question in podcast episodes, because I feel it so frequently and I need constant reminders to help me to move past it and move through it. So real, so honest. I feel you, girl. Okay. I think that the main thing that has helped me in this whole time has been to remind myself that my past has made me who I am today. And even though that is such a blanket statement and that's so easy for anyone to say, when you remember that the mistakes, the decisions that you have made, the things that you've said, the people who you used to hang out with, the things that you used to do versus the things that you do now, you would not have known that those were bad, those were good, those were whatever they are now if you didn't experience them. And even though there are a lot of things in our past that we might regret, we might wish we did differently, we might have chosen differently if we had a second chance to do, remember that you are fully yourself today and you will fully be yourself 5 years from now, 10 years from now, from all of the mistakes, all of the things, and all the lessons that you have learned from those decisions. And I think it's really easy for me, especially. I end up letting myself haunt myself in certain ways because a lot of the times, the things that I have done have made me feel upset that I've done those because, you know, I feel like I am someone who feels this pretty frequently, and I live in the past a lot more than I would like to because I wish I could change the things that I've done, the things that I've said, the ways that I've made people feel, the choices that I've made in terms of opportunities, like choosing this way versus this way, staying in school, in state for school versus out of state. I mean, I wouldn't, at the end of the day, I wouldn't change my trajectory at life, but it's always hard to not ask the what if questions, the what if moments of what if I didn't do that thing, or what if I did stay close to that friend, or what if I learned my lesson earlier, or what if I would have broken up with this person earlier. There's always those questions that we ask, but then you have to realize that one, those decisions and those experiences made you who you are today, but also God is in control of everything. At the end of the day, He has a plan for you and the decisions that you choose. He blessed us and granted us the opportunity for free will, but His plan for us will still move with us and the decisions that we've made. And with those decisions, if you are at a point in time where you regret anything, you feel convicted or condemned over something, He has fully forgiven you. And if you are still living in your past, that is fully Satan. That is fully the devil playing a trick on you because he knows that is the gateway to make you feel less than. And that is also something that I've had to remind myself of constantly, that when I feel anxious or stressed about things that I've done in the past, or I'm scared that something could happen, or I'm scared of this, that is fully Satan just trying to get into my head. That is fully the devil trying to tell me that I am not enough and that my decisions and my choices have made me into a horrible human being, even though I have been 3 years past whatever. I have, learned my lesson. I have become a better person, whatever. We can always do our best to become better, but unfortunately, our past is always going to be there. It's the position that you take to understand your past. If you are going to sit there, live in the past, and regret the past, of course it's going to haunt you. Of course, it's going to be harder for you to move on from it. But when you allow yourself to realize, one, that it made you who you are, and without those specific occurrences, you might not be the person that you are today, your values might be completely different. You accept it quicker. And two, if you continue to haunt yourself in ways that make it harder for you to just put it in the past, you are letting Satan have control over you and have control over your mind, which should only belong to the fruitfulness that God has for us. If we stay in the past, we won't understand or appreciate the future. We'll sit there wishing we could go back in time versus fully embracing the moment that God has for us to continue to grow. And again, this happens to me all the time. I live in the past more than I would like to admit. It's hard not to. But recently, specifically, I have truly separated those differences in one, my perspective on my past and the perspective of things that I am not proud of in myself. We all have things. And if you are someone who is going to judge someone for something that they have done, take a look in the mirror too and realize that you are also an imperfect person in one extreme or the other. We've all done things and said things. And that's just a part of growing up because half the time you don't know something's bad until you are told that it's bad or until you learn that it's bad. And a lot of the times we've had to learn the hard way that something is bad. And so it's taken me a long time to accept that because as a perfectionist, it's really hard for me to just let go of that. But I've had to accept that. I've had to shake hands with that. And I still am every day. And also recognize that that mindset is Satan trying to take power over me because he knows that is the way to my brain. He knows that is the way to steer my brain away from God and towards something that is earthly and something that is temporary and something that I've already been forgiven for. And so I think that when it comes to your past, it's hard. It is hard because it's our past and it's a past for a reason. But remember that where you are now wouldn't be where you are now without where you were back then. Okay, next question, which I like this question as well. This is a really good question because I think that this is so real in this era. Ways that you have found to enjoy the moment while also capturing it in photos and videos. I love this question. I love taking photos and videos. I am someone who my friends have told me that they won't get pictures unless that they're with me because I will remind them that we need to take pictures. Like, if we go out to girls' night, sue me. I enjoy and I get excited thinking about the pictures that I could get with my best friends. Sue me. It's an opportunity for me to show off, for me to feel good about myself, for me to do my makeup and to look good. Of course I'm going to want a photo because I'm young and I am confident in myself. And like, also, it's fun. Sue me. Posting on social media is fun. Posting on TikTok is fun. But there is that reality of like, how do we do that and also stay present in the moment and not make everything about social media and about posting and everything? And I don't have an exact answer for this question because I am someone who I constantly take photos and videos. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. But I think one thing that I've tried to do is pick and choose my battles. Pick and choose my photo opportunities. Truthfully, because not everything needs to have a photo or a video. Not everything you're going to want to post. And I am someone who has had over 50,000 photos in my camera roll on multiple occasions, on a pretty consistent occasion. And so I have had to go through, and sometimes I look at photos and I'm like, why did I just take photos of that? But sometimes I'm in the moment, I'm like, this could be a cool photo. And I look back and I'm like, what? Like, what? So what I try to do, this is like my kind of like thing, okay? When I'm going on a trip or when I have something coming up that I know I'm going to want photos for, like let's say it is a girl dinner, okay? Or it's a trip, like my Nashville trip, okay? My Nashville trip, I went on Pinterest and I love Pinterest. I am addicted to Pinterest. I love me some Pinterest, mainly because it inspires me and it gives me ideas. And I think that it is just such a fun app because it's just all photos. Like, you get to see how people are being creative and, I mean, not necessarily copy them, but inspire you to create something similar. Find your vibe, find your aesthetic, find the images and the style that you like. I think without just buying clothes and, you know, throwing away clothes, you get to kind of like look at what other people are wearing and combine your own curation of your vibe. And that's kind of where my style has come from, is I have, you know, perfected the kind of clothes that I want to wear. And so because I've done that, I look for those pieces when I go shopping. And so I'm able to replicate those outfits and therefore replicate that style. And that is therefore my style. So in my own fruitful way, right, I'd switch things up here and there, or I add a different kind of jacket instead of this specific jacket, right? You make it your own. But when I go on a trip or when I have moments that I know I'm going to want pictures, I create a mood board almost for the types of photos that I want. So that way I kind of know the vibe that I want to get, and I'm not just taking photos of everything, but if I see an opportunity and I remember that that's kind of photo that I wanted to take, I will take it because I remember, oh yeah, I liked that kind of photo. I can kind of create that kind of photo in my own way. Such as an example would be, I went horseback riding. So I looked up obviously outfits that I wanted to wear for horseback riding. And I had an idea in my head before I went because obviously I had to pack for it. But I knew that before I went horseback riding, I wanted to get my boots and my hat, and I knew exactly what kind of boots I wanted to get. I wanted to get dark brown boots, and I wanted to get a dark brown hat because that is like my vibe right now. That is like the style that I wanted to match with my clothes. And so when I went, then I kind of knew the kind of photos that I wanted because I'd seen people in that kind of fit style. But I think if you are someone who does like to do that stuff and you like to record, you like to take photos, you like to, that's your way of remembering the moment and being creative, take that as you will and run with it. Who cares? At the end of the day, if you get a cool photo, people are going to want you to send it to them. So do your thing, girl. Do your thing. Because at the end of the day, again, if you do something that's cool and you're taking photos and, you know, you like the photos, people will also like the photos and people will thank you that you took the photos. Like, you're going to be that one person that's going to be doing that. And it's nice to have those photos. We're in a generation that you're able to have those photos and be creative. And yeah, post them. It's good to be in the moment, but you're still in the moment. You're just remembering the moment from a different lens. Does that make sense? I think that's like my main thing from it. And of course, I'm still working through it because there are moments that I could be a little bit more present. But we all have our things. And I think as long as you do it to the extent that you want to do it and you get the photos that you want to get and then you put your phone down and you're present, like you are engaged, there's nothing wrong with it. I think just do your thing and then join back in. There's no wrong reason to feel like you shouldn't want to do that. And I think, I mean, I need to separate it from not just even having the photo to keep, but just not taking the photo solely for social media, because I just like it. I love posting. And I know people have had a problem with that for me. But if you do, there's a reason you're not in my life anymore, because I like it. And I like the photos that I take. And I like what I post. It's my outlet. It's my creative outlet. And I am confident in myself. I like showing my life. And I don't think I need to give any reason to that. I think that that's valid. And so if you don't like me, unfollow me. I don't do it for you. I do it for me. And if anyone has a problem with it, they can just kiss your butt. Okay. That's all I have to say about that. You're not doing anything wrong for wanting some photos. As long as you do it in a tasteful way and you don't force it, like, do your thing. Do your thing. Okay. Another question. Love these. You guys killed these, by the way. You guys really killed these. I used some that were from like the first time that I posted my first, like, what do you want to hear from me when I first started my community, right? And so I used a little bit of those too, because I felt like I hadn't touched on those yet and I wanted to. So they're kind of like also mixed in here. So if you hear this and you're like, I think I said that, but I think I said that a while ago, probably is you, bestie. Okay. I used it. I'm talking about it today. But this question is, what's a dream that feels impossible to reach? That's so deep. I think that there's so many ways to answer this question. I think that there's like literal dream. And I think that the way that I want to answer it is more personal. And I think that one dream that is impossible for me to reach, or that feels impossible to reach, is perfection and consistency. We all know no one's perfect, but in my life and the things that I do and the things that I know how to do and the things that I'm involved in, it's really hard for me when I fall behind and I make a mistake. Obviously, I'm human and I know I'm not going to be perfect. That's okay. But when I am comfortable in something that I'm doing and I feel like I'm good at it and, you know, I get shot down or something happens and I end up making a mistake, I do take it harder, especially if it's something that I've been doing for a long time or if it's something that's important to me. And I think obviously it's okay to make a mistake, but I honestly struggle with it because I want to feel good about what I'm committing to. One example in specific is my faith. I get really hard on myself when I am doing such a good job for a certain amount of days in a row and I'm feeling connected, I'm feeling close to God, and I'm feeling like I'm pursuing a kind of relationship that I'm proud of with God, and I'm just getting closer and closer to Him. And it, one example is this past weekend I didn't bring my Bible to Nashville and I started swearing more, and you know, you're staying out later. My heart has been feeling a certain way about some of my decisions and wanting me to steer a different way. For swearing, I've been feeling really passionate to cut that out of my life the best that I can. And I know I'm not perfect. I tend to get in a habit sometimes of like when I listen to music or when I'm with people just swearing, you know, in a way that just doesn't need to occur. And using words that like I don't need to use those words. And so that's kind of where I'm going with it. And this past weekend, you know, me and my friend's humor, we do swear. And so that was something that I kind of got into, I would say, a worse habit of. I ended up swearing more than I would have liked to. And again, I can't get down on myself for doing that. And I think I need to look at it more of a sense of God's making me feel that way for a reason, because my heart has steered towards Him and I know better and I want better for myself, and I don't need to put myself down for it, but just learn from it and be better from it. There's so many different ways to look at it, but for me, it's hard because I sit there and I get down on myself. I feel like I'm taking steps back, and it's kind of like that perfection and that consistency that I just end up struggling with because I know better and I know that I don't need to do that, and I know that my decision can be different, and I choose in the moment to focus on earthly desires and still lose sight of it. And I'm praying about it. It doesn't just happen overnight. That kind of stuff does not happen overnight. And I need to remember that and be okay with that and remember that God is so incredibly patient with me, you guys. Like, He is so incredibly patient with us, and we need to remember that and thank Him for that patience even when we don't feel like we deserve it because he's given it to us, regardless if we deserve it or not. He's given it to us. And so we need to thank him and praise him and, you know, ask for that forgiveness and ask for that, you know, that grace and that understanding and do our best to be better and to make note of that. Those moments that we fall short, make note of those moments so that we can try to hold ourselves higher. But at the end of the day, perfection is impossible and consistency even is impossible because, you know, you can only do what you can do and every day presents a different opportunity. And so do your best with it, but I'm fighting the negativity that because I take one step behind, it means that I am not enough and that I'm not worth it and that all my hard work is for no reason when indeed it is, because the fact that I even felt a certain way about my actions chooses and proves that what I am doing has made an impact on my life and that he is working through me. So it is all about perspective. It is all about perspective. But that is something that, you know, I feel like is a dream of just trying to be the best version of myself that, you know, can feel impossible and can feel really hard to achieve because we are human and we're not meant to be perfect. We have three more questions, you guys. We have three more questions that we're going to try to hit. And I also just want to say thank you all for asking these questions because I can make a whole video on these. And, you know, it's always nice to touch base on multiple different topics in one episode. But there's something so great about also you guys getting to know me and my views on certain things and the ways that my brain does work and having you guys request certain things from me versus just me talk, right? I can talk about anything, but have you guys truly asked me what you need and what you want to hear and create that relationship together versus just like, well, what you going to talk about this week? Like, I want you guys to be also involved in this process with me. And so thank you all for asking these amazing questions because I am so thankful that I get the chance to answer them for you in my perspective, of course. The next question is around the lines of starting new hobbies post-grad and the shift from classes to working. So this was kind of just more of like a statement, right? But I want to talk about the things that I kind of looked at and the ways that I went about this kind of like perspective and this kind of shift because we've kind of talked about it before, but it has so many different outlets to it. So starting with the hobbies, I have talked about this in, I believe, my post-grad episode. I think it was starting finding your identity, but one thing that I emphasized in that episode was truly going outside of your comfort zone to achieve those new desires that you have for yourself. Make a list. If you make a list and you put it as a possibility, but then you leave it there, it's going to stay there. And one thing that I emphasized in that episode was you need to plan a day that you're actually going to do it and hold yourself accountable to do it. Because that is how hobbies form. For me, one thing that I'm trying to do now is I want to take some classes. I want to take some cooking classes. I want to take an art class or like a pottery class. And I think that that would just be really fun to do. There's so many different things that you can do, but I just haven't looked into it enough. So it just continues to remain something that could happen versus something that's happening. And so if you are thinking of starting a new hobby, I urge you to just do the dang thing. Make it a priority to just try it once, book it. Because the first time is going to be the hardest time. It's probably going to be the time that you feel the most out of place. And then after that, it's like ripping off a Band-Aid. It's just a little bit easier. It just feels a little bit more comfortable. And like, even if you're just one step closer to just understanding, you know, if you enjoy it or don't enjoy it, you're one step closer to understanding if that's a hobby of yours or not. So make a list. Do some research. Think about things that like you want for yourself right now or in the next couple years, whether it is like take a couple classes, whether it is like try a new workout thing, whether that is like go to this one community event thing. Like just try it and put it on your calendar and plan to do it and hold yourself accountable to do it so that you can realize if it's for you or not for you. And when it comes to the shift from classes to work, my brain was very much just like, I like this shift because, you know, you have your time frame of your working hours and you get to figure out what you want to do in that other time. It's like a class schedule. You know the days and the times that you have for classes. Sure, is it multiple different classes? Of course. But when it comes to that same scheduling, you know what you're getting yourself into. And I think that, you know, it is all about your mindset. I think that when you go from classes to work, obviously work can have more of a negative connotation to it because it's a longer period of time doing the same thing. But when you go into it, maybe separating it in terms of like, okay, at noon, I'm gonna go for my hour walk or 30-minute walk. At 9:30, I'm gonna go get a matcha or a coffee at the coffee shop near my place. Even though it is a change in titles of classes to work, you are still in control of your schedule. You know the time frames that you aren't available, and you know the time frames that you have in control of. So take that with a grain of salt and get excited for those moments because it's the same thing with classes. After classes, what would you do? Homework. You don't have homework after work. All I'm gonna say, there's a beauty in it. You are able to have more of your afternoons. You are able to have more of your mornings. You know what I mean? So take it with what you will, but remember that it is different and you are in control of your schedule. Okay, also the sun. You guys, this video is so chaotic. If you're watching, I am so sorry. If you're listening, you're fine. If you're listening, you're fine. This probably sounds fire. But I am so sorry if you were watching. The sun is literally beating on me. I am so hot right now. And I'm wearing a white bandeau top, and the sun is like giving me a hue that makes me look like I'm not wearing a top. And I'm so sorry. I am, like, if I hold the mic a certain way. You guys, I'm sweating. Holy crap. Give me a second. See? See? Okay, let's figure this out. Who would have thought that my first solo episode back was going to be so chaotic? Not me. Okay. Still beating on me, but whatever. We're a little bit better. I never want to complain about the sun, but it's been so humid. It's been so humid. Okay. Two more questions, you guys. We're almost to the end. Oh my Lord. This is going to be so fun to edit. Okay. Navigating your faith and how to deal with times when you feel disconnected from God. This is such a great question because it's so easy and can happen so quickly that you just feel disconnected from God. I felt it. I understand it. It's so real because it is a relationship. It's a consistent pursuit of a relationship. And it's so hard sometimes when your reality changes and you're in a good groove and then you get out of that groove and then you have to find your way back into that groove. It can be really hard. I will say this, you have to want the relationship with Christ. You do. You have to desire to make it a priority. And I know that that can be a little intimidating, but you have to be able to sacrifice certain things. If you go about your relationship with Christ, that just by claiming that he is your father and he is your king and he is your God is enough, you're going to miss out on so many key points to an actual relationship with Christ. I'm not condemning you. I'm just telling you that there is so much more to a relationship with Christ and feeling, I don't want to say the benefits, but the benefits of having a true, true connection with God. If you don't practice and you don't desire to pursue that, pray about it. Pray about it. Pray for the desire for him to speak a little louder to you and a little clearer, maybe to start to truly open your eyes because that's what you want. If that's not what you want right now, there's no bad thing about it because God does come to us at different times in our life. He does. And he has his own relationship plan with all of us. He knows everything. But for real, it has to be something that you're ready to sacrifice. And if you're not, that's okay. But if you sit there and you're like, I want a relationship with Christ, but like I feel disconnected and like I'm not listening to him. Well, are you praying to him? Are you spending time in his word? Are you thinking of him? Are you going to him in your bad times and your good times? Are you seeking him? It's a consistent thing. If you think that you just do it once and that's it, then it's not gonna be as fruitful as it could be, and you're not gonna reap the benefits of what God has for you, maybe as quickly as you would if you seek him in a more consistent manner. And I also wanna say this. You could be someone who, does a daily devotional and does spend time in the word, but you kind of just do it and you do it. I've been there, and I'm saying this because I've been there. I've done my devotionals to just check it off my list and be like, good, I spent time with God. But the recent times that I have truly sat down, desired to spend more than just 15 minutes, more than 15 minutes with God, I've heard him clearer. And I have felt the joy of spending that time with him longer than just doing it to do it. And I think doing it's a great start, but the more that you feel that joy of every day, like, oh, I do like this, maybe challenge yourself to spend a little bit more time with it. And I know time is precious. I know time is precious, but I'm gonna be a little blunt here. It's an excuse. If you say you don't have time to spend time with God, it's an excuse. It's like a relationship. You can make time for things that matter to you. And if this is something that matters to you and you want this to be a priority and you want him to speak to you, you need to spend time with him. You need to seek him. You need to talk to him. You need to tell him what's on your heart. You need to talk to him about, what you're being vulnerable about. And it could be as simple as, I just really liked this about my day. Like, thank you, Lord. Like, I hear you, I see you around, and I'm grateful for the fruitfulness that you've brought into my life. Or it can be like, Lord, I didn't like this, and I want to know the reason behind this reason, the reason behind this action, this event, this occurrence. This brought me a lot of pain today, and I'm not sure I fully understand it. Can you make it clear to me what's supposed to come out of this and what I'm supposed to learn from it? Anything. The more that you open up the door, the more that you will feel and see and hear him, and that distance won't feel like distance. And over time, too, you'll crave it. Like this past weekend, I was craving that time with God, but it was hard for me to pray because of the atmosphere that I was in. And that was an excuse. That was an excuse on my part. And I could have woken up a tiny bit earlier, even on my phone, done the Bible app, prayed a little bit, and already had started my day better. But I chose not to. And it's stuff like that. We're not perfect. That's why he's so patient with us, because he knows our hearts, he knows our minds, and he knows that we love him. But all he wants for us is to want to seek him, to want to have a relationship for him. He's not just in it for the convenience. He's in it for the intimacy. He wants us to know him, and he wants us to see him and hear him, to praise him and act like him. And I know that can be harsh, but ask yourself if this is a priority that you want, because you have to sacrifice for that kind of relationship. It doesn't just get handed to you because, oh yeah, like I read the verse of the day, like awesome, like I can check that off my list. No, it comes through actual relationships. It's like if you're meeting a new friend, you don't just become immediate best friends on the first time knowing each other, asking, hi, what's your name? Like, and being like, oh yeah, I believe that this person is a real person. No, you become friends with them because of the relationship you create through talking to them. It's the same thing. And we need to understand that and realize that we have to sacrifice and prioritize that relationship to have that deep relationship with him. And that's on Jesus, period. Okay, last question, my friends. And this is a good question as well. I've really enjoyed these questions, as I've said. This is kind of a statement as well, but life at your own timing and not society's idea of success. Period. Okay, let's dig into this one. Okay. Life at your own timing and not society's idea of success. My first question to you is, why do you feel pressure from what society deems as successful? Is it the age that people are getting successful at? Is it the amount of money that they're making in their so-called success? Because at the end of the day, what does success mean to you? What does a fulfilled, great life look to you? Does it mean having a house by 23? Does it mean, getting married before 26 or at 26? Does it mean having a perfect job and knowing what you want to do? Does it mean just truly accomplishing in the areas that you've been dabbling in when it comes to either posting on social media or trying something new or whatever, right? What does success mean to you? And I want you to think about why that is successful to you. In my mind, success to me would be getting married, being so incredibly in love with my future husband, and praying together, having a godly relationship together, going to church together, and having a family, having some kids running around, being financially stable in a common sense. I would love to continue to work, If I have the ability to work from home, that would be a blessing, but I like working. I do like working. So having a job that I enjoy and that does fill my cup, work is work, but that does fill my cup. Having friends within our family, maintaining the friendships that I have now, feeling healthy, educating myself, continuously educating myself. That is my idea of success. I mean, of course, I want certain things by a certain time. I would love to be married before 30, but I also need to take a step back and focus on what I can control right now to reach my level of success. And right now, what I'm doing is I'm trying to save as much money as I can. I am working on myself and healing my heart, and I am very picky and I am focusing on myself before I commit my heart to someone else because I don't want to just be with people to be with people. I respect myself and I respect my future husband, and that's my decision. I don't want a relationship right now necessarily unless I find someone who truly sweeps me off my feet. I'm a classic romantic. I'm a classic romantic. I love the flowers. I love the dancing. I love the chivalry, right? I love all that stuff and just the respect. I love that. I love feeling swept off my feet like a Disney princess, okay? But I'm not needing any of that right now because I know my heart needs more from me and from God. And I need that relationship before I commit to anyone else. So that's what I'm focusing on right now. For my job, I'm growing in the company and I'm trying to continue to educate myself within the company. And wherever that takes me, it takes me. But I trust that whatever happens is going to happen and I will pick myself back up and find a way on the ground, right? I think with my friends, people are coming and going, and that is totally fine with me because God removes to replace. And I am excited for the people that he's putting in my life. I'm grateful for the people he has put in my life and who have been a chapter in my life. But I know my worth. I know what I bring to friendships. I know that I'm a great friend and I'm a loving and cheerleader of a friend. I lift people up and my friends have validated that. And I know that we have such a fruitful friendship. And so I am holding on to that and continuously also trying to meet more people who see and hear my heart and who have God at the center. That is what I'm doing right now. And I'm just taking care of me. I'm trying to spend time in this moment. I'm trying to travel. I'm trying to see the world. And I'm just trying to live my life now that will meet my version of success. And I think that people who are doing things or who are reaching your version of success quicker, you don't know what they've done the past few years to reach there. Maybe they've gotten lucky. Maybe overnight they blew up. And so now they're able to buy a house and do this and do that. And that's great for them. But you are also on your way to that success. And if you allow yourself to sit and sulk and question if what you're doing is right and what you're doing is going to measure to your certain level of success, you might get caught in the landslide of comparison and your days might drift by and you might lose time to grow towards that success. I think it's inspirational if you allow it to be inspirational. But if it's something that's tearing you down and you're comparing yourself, then I think you need to just take a step back and replace your mind into realizing where you are now and what you are building for yourself. Because we're not just standstill. You are constantly building something for your future self to be successful, even if you're just sitting there relaxing. You are giving yourself the ability to relax and rejuvenate and give yourself time to just be with yourself and rest, which is so important to us, that even in the days you don't feel like you're doing anything at all, you're still doing things because you're constantly moving forward. Time is constantly going. And that can be a very scary thing, but it can also be a beautiful thing that no matter what you do, you're still moving into your future version of yourself. And I think the most important thing is to just truly vocalize what that version of success is and why that's your version of success. Is it because it's glamorous and it's this, or is it because that is what you think will fulfill you and that is what you want to reach for, right? We can always be like, oh, I want to have my dream car by the time I'm 24. Well, I think that's a great goal, but is that your version of success? Is that what is going to tell you that you made it and that you've lived your life and you're fulfilled? Or is that just a goal? Is that like a nice dream to have? That could be a nice dream and you can still work for that, but separate yourself a little bit and really realize and really look at what your version of success is, because it's different from everyone. And, you know, other people might get there at a certain time, but you're one, constantly always evolving there as well. And two, you don't know what they have done. You don't know what they're also missing. You don't know what they're trying to look for. They could have their perfect life, but something could be missing from it that you have. It could be self-confidence. It could be a relationship with your family. It could be financial stability. It could be anything. And I think take a second to remove yourself and be grateful for where you are and remind yourself that you are constantly evolving into the person that you always want to be, and that God does have a plan for you. And even if you don't feel like you're where you are supposed to be right now, I've said this before in an episode, but God's plan is never preferred, but it is always perfect. And we need to trust in ourselves, our desire to continue to become better, and also his plan for us as well, because his plan is greater than ours always. But you guys, oh my goodness, it has felt so good to be back with you guys. I know that this from the video portion is kind of hectic and crazy, and so I'm so incredibly sorry that the lighting and then everything else is just like insane, and then my battery dying. It's already at 11% again. How does it die like that? I thought I charged it, but anyway, I am so grateful that you guys were here and that you guys listened to me today, because I know QA episodes, they can have something that you want to listen to, and they can also have something that you don't really care about. It's kind of just like a fruit bowl of whatever you want. But I'm so glad if you have still stuck around and you are still here, I'm so glad that you've listened to this. This has been a really fun episode. It's nice for me to jump from different topics and different conversations and different things that I've experienced, but I also am still experiencing. And it's just nice to also just remind myself of those little things, because I need those reminders as well. Even the other day, I preached things so much, and my friend reminded me of something that I had preached about my worth and not dimming my spark because some people don't want to be in my life. And that is so real and that's so true. And I needed that reminder. I needed her to remind me of that. And so this is always great for me as well. But I love you guys. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please, please let me know. You know the drill. You know the drill. Comment, like, subscribe, follow, all the things, please, you guys. I love this podcast. I love this community. I feel like I have so many loyal people who listen, and so I thank you for that. And let me know your thoughts on continuing series. I have a few coming up, and I really want to know if I should go about them. I'll just tell you. If you've stuck around, you'll get a little teaser. My first idea is to do an in-college series, which could be really fun. And then I also have another idea to do a faith series. They don't have to be 5 parts. They could just be 3. But I think that that could be really fun, and I think that I do have some people who still listen who are in college or going into college that I would love to speak to them a little bit as well, and also reminisce, because I do have some things that I could reminisce on, and also faith, like just talk about my journey, my testimony. I know a lot of you have asked about that, and I would love to dig deeper into Christ and what I've learned, and I guess truly challenge myself too into my passion and my faith and my experience and my journey with it, and hopefully touch a couple hearts. So those are a couple ideas I have. Don't know if they're going to happen, so this could be all talk, but I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Mean it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I will talk to you very, very, very soon. Bye.